So you're welcome to stay. You won't offend us if you go. We'll move into admin then. So I call the administrative portion of our meeting to order. There's nothing on the consent calendar, so we'll jump right into discussion matters. And the first thing on the agenda is 811 Day at the North Dakota State Fair.
Well, thank you, Commissioners, and I appreciate you holding this meeting so that we can talk about, you know, probably the third most exciting day in the Commission's calendar, preceded by the staff picnic and the staff holiday party, I might add. So 811 Day at the State Fair is scheduled, so I didn't really put it under scheduling because it's already scheduled. I'm sorry, you don't get really a choice in when it's held, but I just wanted to make sure that you're all three aware of the information, and so that's going to be held on July 26th. That's the last Friday of the State Fair, and it's going to be scheduled from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So I know myself and Stacy will be up there, and I know Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert has made her way up there all the years that you've held the portfolio, so I anticipate seeing you again up there. There are 20, including us, there's 24 participating companies up there, so it's always a great great time up there to work with other damage prevention specialists and work with the public on educating them on call before you dig, and also, unfortunately, the consequences if you don't call before you dig. So, but was there any questions I can answer or any comments?
I'm pretty sure, as of this point, my schedule is available, so I'm planning on being there, so I need to notice it.
Okay, yep, we'll take care of that then.
And I will not be in state during that time, so I won't be there.
Maybe I can ask them to reschedule it. So, no problem. We will. Staff will make sure we'll take care of getting that noticed up there and having that taken care of. But look forward to seeing the two of you up there. And sorry, we'll miss you, Commissioner Fedorchak. So.
No worries.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Okay, we'll move to number two, the letter to the North Dakota Department of Transportation. And I think Jack got a rough draft handed out. So this came about regarding our siting hearing on Monday, and I felt like the thing that we heard over and over from the public was concerns about traffic. And even though it was suggested that the Department of Commerce will probably be letting a fellow governor's cabinet agency know that it was discussed heavily, I think it might be better for us to actually send an inquiry to them. On this draft, the one thing that I felt, or maybe there's a couple things, I do think we should try to find some kind of estimate on construction. And I think in their report, it didn't seem very high. And I don't know, I know a lot changes in multiple decades, but it seems like their estimate, and I don't recall what the number was, of vehicles entering and leaving during construction just seemed way low to me. And I know I correlate a lot of my experience to power plants being built. Those were decades ago, but the traffic was immense and very problematic. And so if we can figure something out there to emphasize that, this letter indicates somewhere that, you know, their plans now are to be operational by 2028 and 2032, and that's when all these trucks, of course, would start hitting the road. But I think as much or more of the problem is the construction phase than that. And so there's not a lot of time on this. And so I'd like to maybe emphasize a little bit more construction numbers. And then at the very end, when we mention preferably prior to the commencement of construction, I think their estimate the other day was the second half of 2025, or maybe they specified one quarter or the other, but whatever it was they said, maybe highlight that it's coming fast, and try and get some feedback from DOT on what, you know, are they suggesting that what we have there is adequate? Do they have specific plans for upgrades, and I'd really like to know where they're at.
I love this letter. So good job getting it together and ready so quickly. I was frustrated in the hearing about the construction figures too, because I actually specifically asked about it and I didn't get an answer, and I regret that I didn't really follow up, and because I kind of, they went a different direction and I think I forgot. So I think we should maybe ask the company for the construction traffic numbers to include in here, to emphasize to DOT the, you know, the impact that that's going to have sooner than 2028 when they're operational, and the importance of, you know, them being forthright about what their plans are and when. So I agree that it's really important to get this input. We should probably ask them to give them a time for getting back to us within the letter.
Back in the power plant days, the traffic issues during construction dwarfed traffic issues that we have with the plants operational.
Yeah.
Now they're not hauling things out. So the truck traffic in operations phase stays more significant here than it did there. But boy, the amount of just workers coming and going during construction of a $3 billion facility is going to be a lot.
You know, we might also add in here some of the information that Rich Garman provided from Commerce in terms of the importance that this project has on the state's energy development. I think that unlike a lot of, like, this isn't just your typical gas processing facility. It's one of only five in the world that's being considered. It is the biggest investment we've ever seen, by a significant amount, and it, by the testimony of the State Commerce Department, plays a key role in the ongoing development of the Bakken. So I think we need to emphasize to them, like, this is critical to the state, as per state agencies themselves. So what is the state doing to prepare this area for this massive, massive investment and project that's key to the Bakken development?
Did you have in mind it being oriented, in addition to the investment, the contribution this plant would have in relation to reduction of flaring by reducing capacity constraints?
Sure.
And which would ultimately provide more opportunity under permitting for more oil recovery?
Sure.
Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah, because I think Rich talked about that.
Okay.
And then there's that table of, there's that table in the documents on the economic impact of this project.
I think those are good points, but I just don't want to lose the narrative on what we're asking for the department on addressing these concerns that we know that the community has, and that we know from history on big projects, the concerns that they have. And it's all great. And I really like this approach, that we are ahead of it and being very proactive on this. So I commend Commissioner Grisman for bringing this forward. Mm-hmm. The only other suggestion I have is, because we made the request of the Commerce to work with the DOT there, that we CC them on this letter so they see it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I good, really like us being very proactive and on this. So.
Okay, well, Jack, you've got the additional recommendations.
Sure.
To Sherry's point, my thoughts weren't to distract from the request, but to emphasize the importance of it, like why the state really needs to zero in on this, because it's such a meaningful, per state testimony, such a meaningful location long term.
Sure. And just to follow up on a couple of comments that were made, Victor and I, of course, this was late afternoon where we started putting this together and trying to run back through the record. I believe that in the application they state they don't actually have a lot regarding the construction numbers because they anticipate to provide that in a construction management plan. So it'd be separate from the traffic congestion report. I was also anticipating attaching the traffic report with this as well to the DOT in case they didn't have it handy.
Isn't it their report?
I believe it was a third-party contractor.
Oh, okay.
Probably done with consultation with the DOT, but prepared for bar engineering. The other item I did want to just jump and touch on, just because like this was mostly just to put paper in front of you guys so you had something to look at for the purpose of discussion. With those additions, I was planning on, in the past, frequently just one commissioner would be sending this out. Commissioner Chrisman, Chair Chrisman, brought this forward, and I was just planning on finalizing it with him and sending it out, if there's a comfort level with that.
Sure. So
that way we would be able to send it out prior to the next commission meeting and not,
yep,
not hold things up.
That works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think, and this is part of my regret for not following up on the construction numbers. They must know those. I think you should ask them.
The company
provides them.
I'll reach out to them today and see if they can provide that around.
Even if they're in a different report, I mean, it felt like.
Yeah.
And now I remember why I got distracted.
Sure.
Anything else on that? Okay, now we move into the tough part.
Number two has been removed, withdrawn.
Of scheduling?
Yes.
Yep.
I like that name. I was anxious to get to it. Thunder Boot.
I have one thing that kind of fits in scheduling, but also kind of fits in discussion just a smidge. So the Otter Tail rate case hearing. We scheduled it, noticed it, all those kind of things. They just recently filed, and I haven't been thoroughly through all of the detail of it, but essentially they're going to be amending their rate case ask, and it will likely push out the date of that hearing. so we'll go through the procedural steps of canceling that hearing if everyone's in favor of it go back and kind of find another date. And I wanted to mention that only because tomorrow we have public input sessions for that hearing.
So then what?
I think we can and should continue with those. the public input is likely not going to be impacted by the change that they're proposing.
Okay.
I did have a conversation with them, and that was my recommendation because they did request cancellation of the public input, but due to the publication period, and we would not have been able to subsequently publish a cancellation. The public would have showed up either way. The ones that would have. I recommended just to move forward, file an update with us of the anticipated changes, and provide an update at the public input session. And then after that, expect some amendments and supplemental testimony from both the company and advocacy staff and maybe the interveners as well. And tentatively, the parties are looking at scheduling the new hearing in around the early October period.
So we could go ahead and cancel the scheduled hearing.
Yes.
Hearing. Not the public input will go on. Cancel the hearing. That was in July sometime here.
That's correct.
Okay. I have another thing for scheduling, too.
Okay. Is there any objection to canceling the scheduled hearings for the electric rate case?
No.
So that was July 29th, 30th, 31st, 1st, 2nd.
Okay, so the Otter Tail Power rate case hearing are canceled. And did your other thing need to come before we... And number two is removed. Did your additional scheduling item need to come before MDU's gas rate increase or the informal hearing rescheduling?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so let's go with number one then, the MDU natural gas case.
Okay.
And that is Rob's.
Yeah, good morning, commissioners. I believe this September 30th through October 2nd has pretty much been cleared in your schedules, as far as I just wanted to confirm that, and if we can finalize putting that. September 30th, October 1st, and October 2nd.
Yeah, I've responded to inquiries. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I'm fine with it, too.
Very good.
I'm fine with it, too.
Good.
Yeah, it looks good for me.
No, I didn't. I know I have it over there, but just for my notes, what were the dates that we agreed to?
The September 30th through October 2nd, that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, and then we'll move on to the number three. Thanks, Rob, to the October 10th informal hearing.
And that one is at Commissioner Haugenhoffert's request.
Reschedule the. Do we have something on
that's
it?
My request?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anything on that hearing? I'm like,
oh, yeah. Yes, I have it. Yeah. Yeah, we had an informal hearing scheduled that day. And I have something that I'm in charge of that I have no control on the scheduling, Upper Great Plains. So I just said, made the request if we can look at another date or not schedule something.
We can just cancel that one. There's nothing currently scheduled in that slot, so we're good.
But I didn't want to surprise.
Yeah, I think we should just cancel it.
Okay. I'm like,
okay, that one is canceled. Sorry about that. I know you like having those spares.
I do. That's okay.
And then, Julie, did you have a number four?
I do. So we have a meeting scheduled on July 24th, a regular commission meeting, an informal. And I'm wondering if it would be possible to move that to Tuesday, the 23rd of July.
Works for me.
Okay.
That works? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I'm so glad.
I'm trying to figure out why.
I know. I'm gonna...
Exactly.
Okay. Jeez, I'm so impressed that you got your phone here and you're like...
I feel like there was something then, but I can't remember what.
Hopefully not. All right, that would be great.
Okay.
So previously we set aside the 27th for the cyber and physical security updates. I reached out to all three of the IOUs. MDU and NSP are both available on the 27th.
June?
August 27th.
Oh, August.
Far out.
Which two were available?
MDU and NSP.
Thank you.
Cool.
So I was hoping we could schedule MDU for 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and NSP from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m.
So 9 to 10:30 and then 1 to 3:30?
Yes, if that worked. 1:30 to 3 p.m. on the 27th of August for NSP.
This is our technical conference on congestion, is that?
No.
No.
What's this
cyber
about?
Security.
Cyber.
Oh,
update.
Annual
okay.
Cybersecurity.
Okay.
Update.
I was thinking, I didn't realize we were this far along with the agenda already.
All right. Good.
But just, we need to look at dates for Otter Tail. That's what we're going to look at.
So Otter Tail was not available at all on the 27th of August. They did indicate that they would prefer, you know, if there was something between the 19th and the 23rd of August. I don't know if that's feasible, though.
I'm open that week.
What days did you say?
August 19th, 20th, and so on to the 23rd.
Looks pretty open for me.
19, 20, and 21 work for me.
That's suspiciously open.
It's open, right? Maybe not the 19th. If we could do like...
So we're down to the 20th or 21st?
Yeah.
And I don't care between them.
Yep, I'm open. So should we just...
Do you want me to go ahead and ask Otter Tail if, say, 9 a.m. on the 20th would work?
Perfect.
Thank you much.
Okay.
I got some more.
Okay.
So
I'm getting worried about that rate case, with that two rate cases right next to each other.
Right. So, I got a
couple. MDU... One that just got moved, or what, Otter Tail?
Yeah, we'll all go back to the drawing board and find some more dates. I don't know what kind of time frame they're thinking, so I'll find that.
Well, didn't you say end of October, or early October, which is what we just have for?
Early October for the hearing for Otter Tail.
We just scheduled that for the MDU one.
We scheduled, right. That's what they're initially thinking, but we got to check with all the parties. It's
okay. Thing.
So I'll come back by next meeting, if not sooner, with some more dates for that.
For Otter Tail.
For Otter Tail's rate case. MDUs, we just got a date. NSPs, we have dates reserved. That's actually one of the other things I'd like to talk about is public input sessions for those.
And what's the dates for that one?
That one is begins September 3rd. So I don't know what day of the week that is, but probably the 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
I'm just... Obviously, there's some other things happening that could affect my involvement as a decision maker. So I think we need to start thinking about being able to wrap these things up by the end of the year.
That's my hope and our plan.
Okay. Yeah. Which means hearings, then work sessions, and, you know, all that stuff the following. So not getting later into October.
Okay, I'm 100% on board with that.
All right.
So since we were already talking about that one, so NSP, natural gas rate increase, so we already have that, so September dates for the hearing. Public input sessions, they had suggested they have the week of July 15th through the 19th. I kind of preliminary looked at that week, and it's a little bit rough for most of you, but it looks like maybe it's Thursday.
I think.
July 15th through the 19th.
Yeah, and I think I have something immediately after that. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I know what it is. The National Convention. In Philadelphia. I won't be back until maybe the 19th, but that's a Friday. It's not a very good day for public input sessions.
And that's the one day out of the whole bunch that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, that week is out.
Okay. That's all they gave me on this go around, so I will go back to the drawing board. That's fine. Yeah. My next and final one is the roundtable technical conference for data centers. We had checked on room availability downstairs. Both the Brunhild Haugland Room and the Pioneer Room are available on July 22nd. The Pioneer Room would be available the 24th and the 25th.
So 22nd would work. The 24th and 5th don't work for me.
Okay. So
what was the other date?
So we were looking at that week was the initial preference that you indicated last meeting. And the 23rd is not available for either room on that date. So it's either the 22nd, 24th, or 5th.
Well, we do now have the whole week of the Otter Tail rate case now open.
That's correct.
So that's another potential week of dates that we could fill with something fun like this.
I like having fun.
That is a good point. I don't know if... Who all did you check with availability during that week?
So we were just initially checking with rooms.
Just rooms.
And, you know, we still need to come up with a name. You know, this was something we kind of wanted to revisit every meeting until we kind of get some details firmed up. So if we can maybe nail down some
location
dates.
The
date and the location would be an important first step. And then we could start going after participants. Right. I think we had a good idea of who we'd like to invite.
I like the 22nd because as we move more into the fall and these rate cases and all that, I think this roundtable technical conference might have potential action steps afterwards or follow up. So I like the 22nd.
We're going to have to really scramble though, because if we expect regional transmission organizations as well as especially XL folks that might want to come from Minneapolis, if they want to book flights, we're only a month away from that now. So,
right. I agree.
Are we going to have the option of, with the technology, I guess if Brinlin Haugland Room is open, I would go there with all the technology that, are we going to allow the opportunity to be online and listen and input?
It's entirely up to the three of you or what we do or don't allow.
Yep. It's not a bad option to have. I think the 22nd works, or the week after with Otter Tail.
Sure.
Stuff would work too.
Okay.
And I haven't booked a flight for next week to Minneapolis, so I think that they'll be able to get a book flights here.
I think we should strongly urge them to be in attendance.
Yeah.
You know, we do some of these things, and we waste more time on, well, you know, I lost my connection here, and so we sit and wait, and it's not us sitting and waiting. It's a whole room full of people now sitting and waiting.
I think some of the most important people are the legislators, but the RTOs for sure, and they'll send somebody. They'll send somebody.
Well, I think the legislators are important to be listening, the RTOs and the utilities to speak.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And the co-ops.
Yep.
So.
I'm flexible with either week. I mean, it's a week apart.
And maybe in the interest of time, we can look at that Otter Tail hearing week. Since it is the whole week, we'll check on room availability for that.
Yeah. I'd like the one room.
Do we have a preference for the Brunhild Haugland versus Pioneer?
I like the Brunhild Haugland. For just the setup technology and all that, it's up to date.
Okay. If there's availability that whole week, is there a preference on what days? I mean, obviously we should all be free for that whole week, but
there is one thing about that room though. For just getting, as I understood, a new HVAC, you can hardly hear in there. The fans are blowing right behind us. I was really disappointed in that. I hope that was a temporary situation that's we have a resolution for.
I think we did hear that there was some, and I forget what the detail of it was, but we had received some information that that wasn't going to be the norm. There was some piece of it that wasn't fired up or wasn't operating as it normally would.
Let's check that out before we send
them. Yeah.
But I agree, that was a frustration that.
And is it all right, since we've had those three Otter Tail days on our calendar the whole time, to give, once Victor confirms up the room, and you know, you could check to see if those Otter Tail ones, those Otter Tail dates, if we'd have the room availability then too, and start following up with the RTOs and the utilities, and that he could just go ahead and change this date to one of the Otter Tail dates if the 22nd isn't working.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
And I would say, just from these people coming from out of town, a Tuesday is probably preferable, because they otherwise have to leave on a Sunday. That's
yes. Yeah, sometime Tuesday. I mean, I think we have that whole week, actually, reserved. So sometime Tuesday through Thursday, rather than doing a Monday or a Friday.
Yep, fine. I'm fine.
Okay, so you have
just keep,
some
we'll just keep the hold on our calendar.
Yep.
Maybe switch it.
Yep.
We'll take that off.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order?
Joey, do you have anything you need to schedule?
Actually, I need to schedule an interview, but...
Okay, we are adjourned.